You're listening to an exclusive interview with the band Silverside here on Live from the Path. For more information about these ladies, go to silverside.com. Now join the interview already in progress.
I've heard whispers that you might be working on a new album.
We are. It's called Hush.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Wait, is that part of the joke, or are you really working
on... It's kind of a coincidence. It's called Hush.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's the actual title.
I feel like there's a play on words. People are making me look like a fool. I feel like I'm back at home. I should have bought that panda.
Well, it's not that hard.
But you do have a current album out, correct?
We do.
And they can get a hold of, what's it called?
It's called Circus Circus.
Okay, and they can get a hold of it where?
They can find it on iTunes. They can find it on our silverside.com, Amazon, CD Baby. Probably the corner market, black market.
Have you ever found one of your own CDs at the Goodwill or something?
No, not yet.
I've had that happen to me.
Thank God.
I put out a low rent CD that I know personally only 5 people bought, which means my old man turned it into the Goodwill. It's a good thing we don't speak anymore. Ever since that panda incident of a couple years ago. Okay.
The panda. Yeah, what's with the panda?
Yeah, I got. Once I pick a joke, I got to stick with it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Funny or not. All
right.
Okay, so what are you guys doing in town then?
Oh, am I speaking?
I feel like you don't know.
Well, honestly, we had a show last night and...
Did it go well?
It went... Pretty well, yeah. It was awesome. And
nothing exploded.
Nothing exploded, yes. And that
that's how I mark my good days as well. Yeah.
Mark it as it was a good show.
Yeah.
We had things fall over, but nothing exploded.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, with that standard, let me reveal something to you. I once had a bad piece of toast. Consider what may have gone on. Continue.
And we're just sticking around town, hanging out with our friends. And also, Laura's got... traveling tattoo shop, I guess.
You keep the stuff in the van?
In the van, yeah. We pack it with everything else.
Now, hold on.
Don't
take this the wrong way. But I was told specifically never to get a tattoo from a van.
From a van.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not in the van.
Do you have like a roll-out canopy or something? Like, you know, like that makes it feel like home?
I have a blow-up castle that you can go in and bounce around and sit down and get a tattoo.
I would just pay the money for the castle. You could keep the tattoo.
I was in a
bouncy castle in a van. That sounds awesome.
Nice.
Now, how many road tattoos will you say you've done?
I've done a good amount. A lot, like where we just stay and then we stay in tattoo. We'll stay for a couple days like we're doing here in Iowa.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use it to barter for hotel rooms or something?
Not yet.
I feel like you should get on that train.
I know.
We should.
I'm willing to tattoo a warm bottle of water on your back for 3 nights.
Yeah. Only if it's a 5-star.
Yeah, that's solid. Yeah, that's
right. 5-star with a pool.
Now we're talking.
And a jacuzzi. And a spa.
Okay, it's not going to work, ladies. You're way overshooting this. I don't know what fool you're going to find at the night desk, but I mean, seriously, the jacuzzi's too much. So let me ask you this. You guys are... you're traveling around. It's a different kind of life than in every kind of day job, right? So... You know, what do you do to keep yourself centered on Jesus? Well, I mean, what do you do?
Drive.
A lot of driving.
We have, we bring our Bibles with us, and we're able to get some praying in. We try to hit up church when we can.
Yeah.
We went this past Sunday in Osceola
with
our friends. And just really focus, you know, just try to encourage each other. And focus on our relationship, building it, and how we can share our message more effectively. So.
You know, here's the deal, and I say this to just about every band in here, but like what you guys do and what bands like you do, they blow me away, right? Because I am tied to my responsibilities and my schedule. You know what I'm saying? Very rigid about it, mm-hmm. And like without it, I'd have a hard time. Finding time to read through Deuteronomy again. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like all these things in place, I almost have to have them, you know, to base myself. And then you guys are out there in the public eye proclaiming Christ and setting an example. And I don't know, it just blows me away what you do, to be honest. Mm-hmm. In fact, every Christian artist that I've talked to that's been in here has been the most humble. Because the problem is the message isn't about you. You know what I'm saying? It's about Christ. And so, like, you get people out there hoofing the road you know, living a lifestyle that is just proclaim Christ, and it's there's not much cushy about it. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, just what you do just tends to blow me away. And so I, you know, at the very least, I appreciate what you're doing, and I think it's awesome. So, we're looking forward to hearing a tune. Now, hold on. The name Hush was the name of the new album?
Yes.
Yeah. Whisper is the name of the what? Nothing. We made
the
that.
Name of the silence yourself.
Because here, the song that we're going to hear is called "Hear Me," and I feel like there's a cochlear
there's
theme.
Kind
yeah.
of a thing going
there's,
on.
There's
here.
There's ear problems in this band. Maybe this a test to the wild show. That's what's going on here. Someone took a beach ball right to the ear, and that was the end. So we're going to hear "Hear Me," and that's on Circus.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. So we're gonna step aside, and you're gonna hear me off the Circus album from Silverside.
These little things keep pushing me, twisting me, breaking me. I need you here to comfort me. Hear me, please. Set me free. Won't you hear me? Heal me. You know I'm reaching out to you. So save me. Change me. I know it's you who break this hook on me. All these voices keep on laughing, keep on cutting, keep on shoving. I can't pretend this isn't killing me. I feel the pressure closing in. These closing teeth are sinking in. I run away to forget these. Hear me, please. Send me free. Send me free. Won't you hear me? Heal me. You know I'm reaching out to you. So save me and change me. I know it's you who break this hook. Won't you hear me? Heal me. You know I'm reaching out to you. So save me and change me. I know it's you who break this hook on me. I look into the mirror and I'm hating all I see. I'm broken, choking, suffocating, longing to be free. But then you call me out of darkness so that I can finally see that that's not me, that's not who I am. I'm not like the rest of them. That's not me, that's not who I am. I'm not like the rest of them. That's not me, that's not who I am. I'm not like the rest of them. That's not me, that's not who I am. I'm not like the rest of them. 'Cause I'm yours. Won't you hear me and heal me? You know I'm reaching out to you. Save me, change me. I know it's you who break this hook. Won't you hear me and heal me? You know I'm reaching out to you. So save me and change me. I know it's you who break this hook on me.
That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Nobody else. I hooted. nobody else hooted. I was trying to double clap, so it sounded like there was more people in the room. But I couldn't pull it off. I only have the two hands Jesus gave me.
It's because you have to put your elbows together and get that extra.
There's positive. Nothing cool about this thing right here.
No. You got to keep the elbows together.
I can't do it. Okay. A slightly embarrassing note. I'm going to try that later. Okay. That's a good move. I've done it now. It was a mistake.
I'm going to get home from the show at like 1 in the morning and be out in the living room doing this. And my wife's going to wake up and
it's going
to freak her out.
Yeah.
I told you not to do that.
She's going to say, I always knew this about you. Go talk to Mike's cat. So do you guys play very many acoustic type tunes?
No, not really.
I really love that one.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I feel like it shines. Like the melodies are good. The harmonies are awesome. They're catchy. Not that it gets lost otherwise, but I really liked it. It was really nice. So now let me. I kind of prepped you this question because I like to know this. How are you on technology? Do you have the iPod or the MP3 player? Do you still rock the 8-track? What happens in your van? The van vinyl.
We rock the MacBooks and the iPhones.
Okay, so you're there.
What's most of us?
So,
geez,
yeah. I still use the tablet and hammer.
Yeah.
No one understands me. So, if you had to say what's the most embarrassing song you have on that iPod?
I can't say. I'm gonna just admit this right now. I can't say I have anything I'm embarrassed of. If it's on there, it's because I wanted it there.
Exactly.
And I have no shame.
I feel like you're either doubling down on a mistake or you really have really good taste in music. I downloaded
I think so. Well, we have really good taste in music.
I'm going to start. Okay, here. I'm going to tell you the two that maybe I just hope maybe people... One, I have a Miley Cyrus tune on the iPod. Now, here's the deal. I downloaded it for the ladies, but I secretly love it. So that's the end of that discussion. Two, I also downloaded the soundtrack from the Chipmunk movie. Not just select bits, the whole thing. It was on sale and it was good. So there it is. That's what I've done with my life.
Oh gosh.
Let's hear it. Somebody has to have something.
All right.
Randy Travis, digging up bones.
All right. I have it's not like Laura said, it's not really embarrassing, but like I have a lot of stuff. Like I have, and it's not embarrassing.
Right.
I have like a lot of Disney classics. I have ABBA. I have.
Now, wait a minute. Like Beauty and the Beast style? Disney classics?
Yeah, like Little Mermaid, like SpongeBob. All that stuff.
Like a whole
SpongeBob,
new world?
A whole new world. Yep. And we sing along, like Bare Necessities. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, I love that song.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Who was the guy? Who's the dude in there? Louis Prima.
Louis Prima was the orangutan.
Yeah.
I think that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I got Carly Rae Jepsen and just a lot of good stuff.
Mel, do you
I
have
think.
Anything that's embarrassing?
Come on, Mel.
Taylor Swift, Trouble.
Okay, then.
Hey.
That's a good song. Though.
Okay. Now, hold on. I've just heard that song recently, and I started playing the game on the iPod called The Ruzzle. It's like some kind of word game, right? But I found myself walking around the house going, Ruzzle. Also embarrassing.
Yeah.
My life is an open book of embarrassment. But anyway. Okay. All right. So you got Disney classics. There's nothing wrong
it's
with that.
It's weird that I would say that.
How Do You Know from the Enchanted soundtrack. You guys heard that one?
No.
It's where the have you guys seen?
You're
the
not going to sing it, are you?
No. I'm going to do it later when I'm doing the animal thing.
Sing and do that.
It's from the. Have you seen the movie Enchanted?
Yes,
it's got like Amy Adams in it. She's the princess that comes to life,
yep.
And they're singing in the park. There's like a big roast of them singing around.
Okay, so it's okay. Yeah, that's a little embarrassing.
Bummer. My chipmunks went better than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bummer. I'm glad I've not been day one.
Yeah.
I think actually we have time for one more tune. Do you guys got one more tune you can play?
Yeah,
we do.
Okay, you're gonna have to tell me what it is.
we'll do Circle Circle.
That has nothing to do with hearing. I'm excited for it. Circle Circle.
It's called Circus.
Okay,
we just call it Circle.
I'm not in with your inside jokes. I've just met you.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Not yet.
Okay.
We call circle.
Slip and slide.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Citrus.
So you're going to listen to, this is going to be Circus Circus off the Circus Circus album, title of the same name, from Silverside. Incidentally, you can pick up all these albums at iTunes and then all the other usual suspects, Amazon, CD Baby. You can buy it directly from me. I don't actually have it, but I will take your money. And
we'll come up with it.
I mean, we'll come up with something.
Yeah,
even if I have to re-record the album of me doing the voices and whatnot, it'll be of poor quality. But
wow,
we'll charge less. So keep that in mind. This is going to be Circus Circus off the Circus Circus album. You are listening to Silverside on Live from the Path.
I could only sit still for one moment. Texas tonight. Full stars on his own heart, giving up and there is no God. All your life you play that card in the circus, circus. Life is hard and there will be pain, but nothing ventured, there's nothing gained. Never wanted to stay the same in this circus, circus now. Broken, wounded, you lie captive to your fight, letting hurt and sorrow dictate your life. Emptiness closes in, crushing you within, reaching up for light. Now your cleansing begins. A fool stares in his own heart, giving up and there is no God. All your life you play that card in this circus, circus. Life is hard and there will be pain, but nothing better, there's nothing gained. Never wanted to stay the same in this circus, circus now. Hush, one minute, peace be still as the carol slows down. All this time you're searching, running and hiding from the one who made things right. Open up your eyes, a fool stares in his own heart, giving up and there is no God. All your life you play that card in this circus, circus. Life is hard, there will be pain, but nothing ventured, there's nothing gained. Never wanted to stay the same in this circus, circus now.
That was Silverside. You're listening to Live from the Path. We appreciate you hanging out with us here tonight. Big hand thank you, ladies, for coming in. We very
thank
much appreciate
so much
it.
Thank you for having
us. It was good to meet you. Laura, Allie, Melody, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your tour, and hopefully we can run into you again. Make sure you check them out.
Thank you.
By going to silverside.com. Make sure you pick up their album, support them, and be on the lookout for Hush when it comes out. And go like their Facebook page so you can be up on the Twitter feed so you can be up on what's going on in their worlds. Thanks for listening to Live from the Path. We'll catch up with you later. Have a good night.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.